My name is Katie. I am a disabled person living in the Capital Region. I'm at a hearing today at the New York State Capitol, and with me is Agnes McRae. Agnes, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. Hello, my name is Agnes McRae. I'm a human rights advocate. I live in Syracuse, New York, and I'm also the president of our independent living center there.
Thanks. So you live in Syracuse, but you're in Albany today. Why are you in Albany?
Well, because I'm in Albany because of fair pay for home care and the right to choose my level of care at home. We're celebrating the ADA, the Americans with Disabilities Act, which is a civil rights law from 31 years ago. And it gives us all the right to choose and to be independent. And for me, home care is no exception because like what most people would like to believe, I am not a label. I am a person with a very successful life and a mother of three. And the civil rights law and part of the ADA gives me a right to be in charge of my own health. It empowers me to be a better person.
So, happy anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act, which was just yesterday and is 31 years old. So this issue sounds not just of professional interest to you, but personal as well. Could you talk more about why you personally feel so strongly about your receiving services at home?
Well, I live in the Syracuse area, and there we have one of the largest contingency of the consumer personal care assistant, which is self-directed, where I get to hire my own staff, and I am the longest tenant in the program now. I've been there for 27 years, and it works for me. But now, since COVID, it's hard to maintain an 8-wing. It's less than a minimum wage for the work that they have to constantly do. I recently lost an aide that was with me for 14 years and put my needs ahead of herself and even her own daughter. The wages were so low, she couldn't even afford to repair her own car, and it snows a lot in Syracuse, which means that she had to walk a lot, 20 minutes to me and 20 minutes back. And if that doesn't show dedication, I don't know what does. But I'm here today also because we need fair pay for home care to have better options of support when it comes to our health. Nursing homes is definitely the only option on the table right now for most people who cannot afford to pay their aides, and they're ending up in nursing homes, or they have to pay their aides out of their own pocket, even if they're on a fixed income.
So I'm glad you mentioned the aide that can no longer work for you. When we think today about essential workers, many people think of those who work in hospitals, but there are so many that we don't actually get to see, like people like your aide who is helping you at home. I have two quick questions. One is, what do your home care, your attendants, what do they get paid, and why are their wages so low?
They get paid $12.50 an hour, and that is it. And it was that low because that was what the wages that were set for New Jersey, especially when it comes to attendants that are that a person chooses. The argument is that they're not licensed or trained, because really you can choose whoever you would like to have. And also another thing is that for persons who speak different languages as well, there's also an issue, because they also have family members that need care. And in Syracuse, we have a very large contingency of that as well.
So, unfortunately, we don't have a lot of time with you left. It was really great to see you here in Albany. We're kind of all in this together, and we have to address this at the state level. So people in the disability community like you and I, we know that this issue affects people of all ages, but so many people don't really think about it until they get older and they acquire disabilities and need home care. What message do you want people to know who are maybe not, you know, they're not familiar, like they haven't had to think about this yet, or maybe are just on the verge of thinking about it?
Home care means a lot of different things. It means health, it means productivity, and it means keeping me out of a nursing home or care facility, which right now would be not cost effective to the state. If I was go into a nursing home, it's $18 versus $400 a day if I lived in a nursing home. So.
All right. Well, we have to let you go so that you can get home. You making this trip is really important to everyone who needs these services. And thank you.
Mm-hmm.